Three, two, one, go. Hey guys, this is Sagar V. Today we are back with a new podcast, and today's guest is Tanmay Parande, and she is my classmate, schoolmate from DAV. And मेरे को याद नहीं कि मतलब मेरे को याद है कि मैं दो साल तक इसके बाजू में बैठा हूँ और एक साल ये मेरे पीछे बैठी है. एंड हम लोग ने बहुत मस्ती किया है, बहुत मस्ती किया है ये लोग. अगर किसी ने देखा रहेगा कि अगर मैं कॉमेडियन वैल्यू है तो यह शायद ये लोग ने देखा रहेगा या फिर नहीं, मेरे को नहीं पता. नहीं, तेरे को कभी लगा कि
अरे तुम लोग चौक को भी नहीं छोड़ते थे, चौक पे भी जोक बनाया है भाई.
डू यू रिमेम्बर एनीथिंग?
और मराठी, अरे मराठी क्लास तो पूरा कॉमेडी सेशन ही होता था. मतलब तू एक कमेंट नहीं छोड़ता था जो मैम कर रही है और तू शांत बैठा है. एक चीज नहीं भाई, कुछ सीखा नहीं है मराठी में.
दैट्स व्हाई माय मराठी इज शिट, बिकॉज ज्योति मैम को मैंने बहुत परेशान किया. लाइक वो तभी इतनी बुढ़ी थी और अब तो उनका क्या पता नहीं. अब शी इज मोर प्रोन टू कोरोना वायरस नाउ बिकॉज 65 अप हो गई रहेगी अब ना, राइट?
60s नहीं रहे, 50s में होंगे, राइट?
क्या पता. सो हाउ लाइक डू पीपल विजिट यू इन दिस सिचुएशन? Or are you scared ki as a doctor, even you are a human being, right? So you must be scared that even I don't want to get positive.
Yeah, PP kids nahi hai. So basically, yeah, we all are scared. Like jo private practitioners hai, unke baare mein baat kar rahi hu.
Okay.
But then again, jo regular patients hai aur jinka complaints other than cough, cold or fever hai.
Haan.
Agar cough, cold, fever aise jo kuch symptoms abhi hai, to unko we are like tackling them online. Online consultation deke, seeing the symptoms and then tackling them or then orienting them towards hospital. Ki bhai, ye hai, to tum yaha jao, aise karo, you know, orient karna hai patient. Or if at all manageable, to hum medicines provide kar rahe patient ko filhaal,
right,
in this scenario. Yeah. Kyunki society premises mein hai humara clinic, to problem hai.
Okay. So your clinic is near to your home or you have to travel somewhere?
Yeah, I have to travel. Meera Road and like three stations apart.
Okay, Borivali to Meera Road. It is a good distance you have to travel every day.
Yeah.
Do you face any police like in between that would stop you and ask you where are you going? Because I have seen that if you go outside, police is everywhere.
Nahin. Basically, if you have the certification or doctor's card, they won't do that.
Yeah, that NOC so that thing you must
That is not a problem. Okay. Yeah, so okay. That is not a problem.
Okay. So great. So do you have any memories of DAV, like of how you have grown, how I have grown? Like we are friends, we have seen so much difference. Like
seriously, such a drastic difference,
right?
तू तो joke छोड़ के कुछ करता नहीं था, but then now you have started doing a lot of things which add value. Like you know, you work out, you inspire people, and you do a lot of things. Yeah, so this wasn't at all expected from your side.
Okay.
I never ever expected this.
Okay.
Okay.
सरासर तमाचा. Like बचपन में कुछ नहीं करता था मैं. Like मेरे को याद.
और तूने bio भी लिया था. 11th 12th में तूने bio लिया था. और उसमें तुझे इंटरेस्ट तो कुछ था नहीं, तू बायो लिया क्यों था वो भी नहीं पता यार.
लाइक आई टेल यू सीरियसली व्हाई आई टुक बायो.
तू और अर्णव, अर्णव पता है ना मिश्रा,
दोनों भी इंजीनियर ही बन गए सिविल. और
फिर
बिकॉज वो इंजीनियर भी नहीं बना, एक साल अभी एक साल बाद पास आउट हुआ है वो, तो उसमें भी हगी रहते भाई.
सिविल इंजीनियरिंग की है भाई उसने.
यस
पास आउट तो
लाइक मेरे एक साल बाद पास आउट हुआ है वो, ये बोल रहा हूँ मैं तुझे, बिकॉज एक साल भाई उधर उधर भी हगना था भाई.
ओके
देन मेरे को याद है कि लाइक आई विल टेल यू बायोलॉजी क्यों लिया था, कि आई थॉट कि अरे तू, मेरा डैड क्या बोला मेरे को आगे कि भाई तू डॉक्टर भी बन सकता है, तू इंजीनियर भी बन सकता है, आगे जाके चूज करना क्या कर सकता है. लेकिन एक रहता है
सबका वही सीन था, मैंने मैथ्स क्यों लिया था, आगे जाके दोनों चार ऑप्शंस रहे वही.
नहीं मराठी बच्चों सेम सीन, मराठी माँ बाप है ना थोड़ा ज्यादा लालची लोग है ये लोग, पता है ये लोग को लगता है कि हर मेरे बच्चा सबसे बेस्ट. लेकिन देखो ना वो बच्चे को जरा एक बार उस लेकिन मछली को रास्ते पे नहीं दौड़ा सकते, पानी में छोड़ना पड़ता है. तो मैं वैसा बताता हूँ आपको कि देख ले भाई तू. देन यू हैव बिकम अभी यू आर एन आयुर्वेदिक प्रैक्टिशनर, सो टेल मी व्हाट इज आयुर्वेदा. लाइक दूर दूर तक अपना जनरेशन को कुछ आइडिया है नहीं, इसीलिए ये पॉडकास्ट है कि उनको बताना है कि ब्रो सुनो सुनो, कोई पढ़ लिया
आयुर्वेदा, ओके थोड़ा इन्फॉर्मेटिव होने वाला है बट ठीक है.
अरे वॉन्टेड
आयुर्वेदा,
यस
या सो आयु इज लाइफ,
ओके
या एंड वेदा इज नॉलेज और साइंस.
Okay.
So it's the way of living or the science of life as it is. So हमें तो moral science भी था DAV में, you know, ऋग्वेदा, यजुर्वेदा, सामवेदा, अथर्ववेदा, ये चार major वेदास हमने पढ़े हैं. तो उसमें से अथर्ववेद का जो उपवेद है वो आयुर्वेद है. So it's a very small part of our huge Vedic texts, you know.
Okay.
And all these were written like around 10,000 years ago. Just imagine, 10,000 years ago. जब basically you know civilizations भी नहीं थे, people were just nomads hunting and eating. At that point of time, Indians, they were writing these Vedic scriptures. और अगर तू Vedic थोड़ा भी part पढ़ेगा, firstly तो इस संस्कृत में है, तो संस्कृत, as you know, it's a complicated language, God's language.
Right.
Even अभी फिलहाल NASA भी संस्कृत पे work कर रहा है, because they want to explore all the Vedas.
Okay. Oh.
You might be knowing. Yeah.
Right.
या बिकॉज वेदास में बहुत कुछ है. अभी तूने हवाई जादे मूवी देखा है?
हाँ हाँ देखा है, देखा देखा आयुष्मान वाला.
तो एरोप्लेन किसने इन्वेंट किया है?
राइट ब्रदर्स.
सो तूने क्या देखा है? फड़के इंडियन आदमी ने इन्वेंट किया है.
हाँ बट लाइक मैं बता रहा हूँ फैक्ट जो कि हम लोगों को पढ़ाए गए हैं, बट
जो कि तुम लोगों को पता नहीं है.
राइट राइट राइट.
तो या उन्होंने भी वेदा से ही कॉन्टेक्स्ट उठाया है, मर्क्यूरी एज अ फ्यूल यूज किया है, और चौपाटी अपना जूह चौपाटी पे ही एरोप्लेन उड़ाया है. तो ये एक छोटा पार्ट है वेदा का, यू नो. तो इसीलिए नासा भी यू नो संस्कृत के बारे में थोड़ा, और यूरोपियन कंट्रीज, वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज भी अभी संस्कृत को कंपल्शन कर रहा है स्कूल में. तो इंडिया में इट्स बिकमिंग अ डेड लैंग्वेज, और बाहर लोग एक्सप्लोर कर रहे हैं बस क्योंकि उन्हें वेदास एक्सप्लोर करने हैं. यू नो दे वॉन्ट टू एक्सप्लोर यूनिवर्स, दे वॉन्ट टू एक्सप्लोर द हिडन फैक्ट्स. Yeah. So they want to go in depth and search some new things. So we are lagging there and people are taking up
our art. Yeah, art hai na ek tarike ka jo hum log ke logo ne like likh ke rakha hai, but we are not interested in it.
We are not interested. Aur jab ye patent hoke ya approve hoke aayega na US se, tab India mein ha bhai kuch hai. Right. अब जैसे टर्मरिक का पेटेंट वो लोग ने जब लिया तब हमारी आंखें खुली, भाई राइट, ये तो अपना ही है, हम तो ये सदियों से यूज करते आ रहे हैं, अभी अब पेटेंट कर रहे हैं इसको. तो यही हो रहा है आयुर्वेदा का भी, यही है वो मेन स्ट्रीम साइंस और मेडिसिन क्यों नहीं है आज, क्योंकि बिलीफ सिस्टम लोगों का जो है इंडिया में ऐसा है, इसीलिए इट्स नॉट प्रोपेगेटिंग द वे इट शुड, यू नो.
Yeah, there was this case of intellectual property rights with turmeric, and there are more 32 cases that I know that everything is ours, but every
basmati
other country
rice
is claiming
pe
it.
है, बहुत सारी चीजों पे है,
right.
medicines पे भी है, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I want to go forward with this, that base, what are the basic philosophy of health, disease and treatment in Ayurveda? Like, how you see that? Is it different from the generic health? Medicine?
Yeah. So, generic का भी बोलूंगी मैं, because generic medicine में जो WHO ने quote किया हुआ definition है health का, हम सबको पता है, we have learned it since our school days. Health is a complete state of physical, mental, social well-being. और अभी उन्होंने spiritual भी add कर दिया है उसमें, yeah, right? तुझे पता होगा. तो ये spiritual add जो किया है ना, वो आयुर्वेदिक context से ही add किया है. तो अभी 3000 साल पुराना सुश्रुत संहिता का एक श्लोक है जो मैं अभी quote करने जा रही हूँ, तो वो सुन. समदोष सम अग्निश्च सम धातु मलक क्रिया. समदोष मतलब ऑल योर दोषा कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंट्स, लाइक यू नो यू हैव ह्यूमर्स इन अवर बॉडी, बायो ह्यूमर्स इन अवर बॉडी, ये जो कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंट है वो दोषा, वो सम होना चाहिए, दैट इज इन हार्मनी. समदोष सम अग्नि, तो अपना अग्नि जो डाइजेस्टिव फायर है दैट शुड बी बैलेंस्ड. सम धातु, धातु मतलब जो अपना बॉडी का फ्रेमवर्क है, बॉडी सिस्टम से बनता है, ये सब बायो में बेसिक्स पता ही है, तो ये भी सम होना चाहिए. और मलक्रिया इज बेसिकली जो भी वेस्ट प्रोडक्ट्स है अपने बॉडी के, यूरिन, फीसेस, जो भी है, तो इनका भी जो एक्टिविटी है वो भी सम. सो ऑल दीज व्हेन दे बैलेंस, इट जनरेट्स द इंटरनल हार्मनी इन आवर बॉडी.
राइट.
एंड नेक्स्ट श्लोका का नेक्स्ट लाइन है, प्रसन्न आत्मा इंद्रिय मना स्वस्थ इति अभिधीयते. स्वस्थ आत्मा इंद्रिय और मन को भी कंसिडर किया है 3000 इयर्स बैक कोट करते समय,
राइट.
और जो अब और ये एस्पेक्ट अब भी आया है, अब भी WHO ने इसको कोट किया स्पिरिचुअलिटी, पर 3000 साल पहले वैदिक टेक्स्ट में ये कोट कर चुके हैं कि बस इंटरनल हार्मनी नहीं, अपना मेंटल हेल्थ, अपना फिजिकल हेल्थ के साथ मेंटल एस्पेक्ट भी बहुत जरूरी है टू हैव दैट हेल्थ क्वेश्चन.
राइट, बट हाउ,
तो यही आयुर्वेदिक या
बट हाउ वन वुड लाइक यू टॉक्ड अबाउट that you we should keep these things in balance.
Basically, doshas, like we took almost one whole year, like start first year of our UG to understand doshas.
Okay.
And you know, even now, basically it's been 5 years I'm into this Ayurveda thing. But still,
right.
Doshas, bahut broad concept hai, you know. You have to read a lot, you have to find a different way to understand doshas. So when you go through all this process for 5 years only, then I think one will be able to understand what this doshic constituent of one's body is.
Okay, okay.
And how Agni is important, so you need in everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need so to read a lot and understand.
So it's not one person's thing. You have to have a good understanding.
Doshas explain karne ke liye, I think I need a... Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Or you can even go through some books.
Okay.
To just, you know, acquire basic things. So basically, teen dosha hote hai, vata, pitta aur kapha.
Okay.
Jo apne body ke har ek aspect ko constitute karte hai. So actually, inka bahut zyada depth mein vata, phir wapis uska bhi subtypes hai, pitta wapis uska bhi subtypes hai, kapha. Phir uska each ka good things that they do to our body and bad things that they do to our body. So aisa bhi hai. So it's in a greater depth that you need to understand. But definitely doshas balance mein rehna is essential.
Like you talked about dosha, you talked about being in balance. But I think everything we do is to put ourselves on imbalance. Like social media, our erratic lifestyle.
Exactly.
So I want to focus on that this erratic lifestyle, what we have, like sleeping at 4, 5,
Exactly. Lifestyle modifications.
We are fucking so cool that we sleep at 6.
We slept at that.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly.
How would you say that how our erratic lifestyle is affecting us in maintaining our balance? What you said.
Yeah. So basically in present times, if you see, lifestyle disorders are a major concern. You know, obesity, diabetes, blood pressure and whatnot.
Right.
A couple of years ago, like say 20 years ago or 30 years ago, these were just words. Like there were hardly any patients seen.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you see, every ghar mein ek insaan hai, jise diabetic hai, blood pressure hai, ya hypertensive problem. Hai.
Yeah.
So ye sab gharo mein hai. And why is it? Because of our lifestyle has been modified in that way. We have made ourselves to that. We have had a sedentary lifestyle, or let's say pollution coming up, you know, pesticides and chemicals in our food, the stress levels which have gone up. And you know, we are not living the life that our great grandfathers or grandfather used to live. We are not living the way they did. Okay. So yeah, definitely all of this coming up, all of these factors together are definitely causing an imbalance in our all the constituents of our body. And be it mental health or physical aspects. Yeah, definitely if this happens, it is diseases are sure to come. So lifestyle plays a very major role in, you know, combating diseases or prevention of diseases.
Right.
So the way your lifestyle is definitely decides how your health is gonna
be. Right.
Yeah.
Just that, talking about erratic lifestyle, I just want to focus on sleeping early. And getting up early, because the way people are sleeping nowadays, and they are online, they just have a phone in their face all the time. Like if we have done our dinner at, we finish our dinner at 10 or 9. Mostly we would finish it at that time. And sometimes if it's late, it might be 11 or 12. That's fine.
Yeah.
Even that's not fine, but it's okay. Then you have that screen in your face till 4 or 5. First of all, you're fucking your...
And lockdown has made it terrible. But people are awake.
Yeah.
They sleep in the morning.
So, I want to ask you this, that is it affecting more? I think that this would affect more to female than male, because they have different cycles happening. Would it
See,
affect them in different ways? And I want to ask in gender perspective.
Be it male or be it female, we all have hormones inside us, right?
Right.
We all work, we all have those chemicals, and we all have this, like some of the other secretions in our body, and our systems are working.
Right.
So it's not, a lot of difference is not there in, you know, you said males and females. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. Basically, the way of life is same for all.
Mm.
For all human beings.
Right.
Considering. Yeah.
Because I read a study
definitely.
That in that, it told that you are prone to heart attack, heart diseases, and much more. And it might affect your menstrual cycle when, like, if you are doing this lifestyle for 4 or 5 years, 10 years down the lane, it would affect your pregnancy and all. So is that
true? Definitely. Considering that part, you know, you're talking about the basic female problems. Yeah, definitely, it will affect them. You know, not only the sleeping patterns, but now even women's are getting alcoholic and smoking, and all of these are definitely, all of these things and these factors are definitely going to affect their health in some or the other way.
Right.
Yeah, because they have So they disturb the menstrual cycle. That's correct.
Right.
And also sleeping patterns, because, you know, maintaining harmony in our hormonal system also is very essential for proper functioning, because these are cyclic things that happen in females' body every month. Yeah.
Right.
So basically, if you don't maintain a specific routine, the cycle gets disturbed in some or the other way.
Right.
So it creates imbalance. Yeah. So it affects females more. Yeah. You can say that.
Yeah. There was a study
you
that
can
it
say
affects
that, but then,
more. Yeah.
Yeah. It may affect more.
Okay.
Definitely. But then again, men's also equally prone to
heart diseases, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this Ayurveda there are certain recognized by WHO? Okay, what you are telling?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll continue. Recognition of Ayurveda by WHO. So, yeah. Yes, Ayurveda and yoga, you might be knowing International Yoga Day is celebrated every year since 2014. Mm. Ayush Ministry came into picture. Yeah. And yes. It is now recognized by WHO, and the world is recognizing it, accepting Ayurveda on a global platform nowadays. And it's, I can say actually government these days is working in, you know, propagation of Ayurveda since like 2014 or something, you know, you see some newer things and
hinge towards it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're propagating what was important, because it is Indian system. It's indigenous.
Right.
You know, no other country outside has it.
Mm.
So, and definitely if we propagate this and if we collaborate with other mainstream medicine sciences, definitely there won't be any other country like India, which would be having the best medical system in the world.
Right. But people still shy away from going to Ayurvedic hospitals. Have you seen this?
Actually, I have seen this.
How would you convince them that this also works, man?
This works, yeah, definitely. There are all like miracles what I have been seeing. But I have studied in Pune for 5 years, you might be knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there, I didn't find this atmosphere there, because, you know, people are so proactive about their health and they accept Ayurveda.
Right.
I'm not talking about the emergency party. Of course, if there is any emergency situation out there or any condition out there, yeah, definitely you should approach to a higher center or other mainstreams. Okay. But then when it comes to, you know, prevention or basic, the very
like
basic, when your health problem starts.
Yeah.
So at that very point, you should approach Ayurveda for the as a preventive aspect of it. You know, like if you get pain, joint pain, what would you do?
Right. You can go to orthodontist, orthopedician, right?
Yeah.
एक तो घुटने वाले अपना क्या है वो संगम कौन है वो साइड पे रहता है वो तो at least I'll visit a doctor most of the time. I'll tell you this, that मेरे को कितने बार इंजरी हुआ है हॉकी खेलते वक्त फुटबॉल खेलते वक्त एंड मैं सीधा वही जाता है डॉक्टर के पास कि बताओ क्या हो गया एक्सरे
या
निकालो।
एग्जैक्टली पर इंडियन मतलब मेजोरिटी कैसा होता है कि या पेन किलर्स खाते हैं पहले तो खुद से ही या
ओके ये
फिर उसके
मैं
बाद
ये
दे विल
कंडोन नहीं
अगेन
करता हूँ, आई डोंट कंडोन
या कुछ
दिस
लोग
टाइप ऑफ
होंगे
बिहेवियर।
बट देन अगेन दे विल गो टू अ जीपी प्रैक्टिशनर कि भाई चलो कुछ गलती हो गई होगी अपने मेडिकेशंस में उससे ही ले लेते हैं दवाई जाके या
ओके
तो जीपी लोकल डॉक्टर के पास जाएंगे उसके बाद कंसल्टेंट के पास जाएंगे ठीक है और अगर कंसल्टेंट से भी नहीं बना तो देन दे विल गो टू सम ऑर्थोपेडिक लेवल ऑफ डॉक्टर्स एंड देन दे विल गेट कंसल्ट या भाई ये अभी ट्रीट ही नहीं हो रहा है और उसके आगे अगर उससे भी नहीं हुआ देन दे कम टू आयुर्वेदा दैट इज वॉट आई
ओके
हैव
सो
सीन
दैट इज द लास्ट स्टेप
सो
जो
व्हेन
मैं जाऊंगा,
एवरी
फिर मैं
एवरीथिंग
जाऊंगा।
एंड आयुर्वेदा बिगेंस एंड ऑल द अदर पैथीज एंड आयुर्वेदा बिगेंस
ओ
दैट्स
माय
द थिंग
गॉड,
हैपनिंग
आई विल टेल यू व्हेन आई
मैं
विजिटेड
एक
दिस
एग्जाम्पल
डॉक्टर।
बताती
ओके
हूँ
ओके नो
लास्ट वीक का
प्रॉब्लम।
ये केस है मेरा
ओके
तो
ओके
क्लिनिक का मतलब या तो एक 22 इयर्स ओल्ड लड़का है एंड ही इज गॉट दिस क्रोनिक रेनाइटिस काइंड ऑफ कंडीशन वेर ही इज ऑल्सो गॉट फंगल इन्फेक्शन इन हिज नोज
ओके
तो उसमें ना अराउंड 4 to 5 centimeters जितना लाइक इतना बड़ा बड़ा स्टोनी हार्ड म्यूकस उसके नाक में जमता है विच गेट्स ब्लॉक्ड
सो
पूरा नोस्ट्रल ब्लॉक हो जाता है
ओफ
बंदे का और वो भी
हो
ग्रीन कलर का स्टोनी हार्ड ना
हाँ
और उसको वो निकालना पड़ता है तब जाके और पूरा दिन स्नीज करता है बंदा यू नो एंड इट्स सो इरिटेटिंग लाइक तू जॉब जॉब प्रोफाइल वगैरह कुछ नहीं कर पाएगा तू कॉन्सेंट्रेट ही नहीं कर पाएगा ऐसे सब प्रॉब्लम के साथ ना तो
फक
सफोकेट हो
यो
रहा है और ये
फक
सब इश्यूज है तो या सो ही अप्रोच्ड अस बिकॉज ही हैड डन ऑपरेटिव उसका ऑपरेटिव भी हो चुका है ही इज ऑन स्टेरॉयडल मेडिकेशन सिंस अ ईयर स्टेरॉयड्स
ओह
खा
माय
रहा है
गॉड
फिर भी
ओह
कुछ
माय
भी
गॉड
फर्क नहीं है एंड वी स्टार्टेड ट्रीटिंग हिम लास्ट वीक ओनली एंड नाउ कल ही उसका मैसेज था दैट आई एम फीलिंग फार बेटर उसका जो सिक्रीशंस था वो पूरा ऑलमोस्ट बंद हो गया है अभी आना ग्रीनिश पार्ट तो छोड़ सिक्रीशंस भी माइल्ड है ही
राइट
हार्डली स्नीजेस 2 to 3 times a day और उसका स्मेल सेंसेशन एक ईयर से नहीं था उसको स्मेल
ओह
सेंसेशन
माय
तो
गॉड
अभी नाउ उसका 70% स्मेल सेंसेशन और टेस्ट सेंसेशन आ गया है वापस इन जस्ट 1 week मेडिकेशंस
सो इट हैज
सो यू
पावर,
नो
राइट, मोर
इट
पावर टू
हैज
आयुर्वेदा,
पावर इट
राइट
प्लेज मिरेकल्स
राइट
या बट देन पीपल डोंट ट्रस्ट तो पहला तो यू शुड हैव ट्रस्ट ओनली देन यू शुड अप्रोच
इवन आई ट्राइड दैट पंचकर्मा थिंग वंस और ट्वाइस इन माई लाइफ एंड आई वॉज वेरी स्केप्टिकल अबाउट इट बिकॉज माई मॉम डज इट एवरी ईयर।
ओके
So she has that thing that I'm going to do this every year because Ayurveda says that if you do the Panchkarma thing, you would stay young and all the
या
toxins will
हेल्दी
get out of your body and all that. So I was
एग्जैक्टली
like,
या
what the hell you're talking? How like ये ऐसे थोड़ी होता है भाई, मरना तो मरना है क्या?
या
Then when I had this, even I had this fungal infection, so I tried it and I don't know what are the things they did to me, but there was an oil and they
या
gave me steam and काफी उन्होंने मसाज करते थे जहां जहां पे मेरे को फंगल इन्फेक्शन, और ये फंगल इन्फेक्शन मेरे को इसीलिए हुआ था बिकॉज आई यूज टू डू मार्शल आर्ट्स एंड माई स्वेट यूज टू गेट
या एग्जैक्टली स्वेट इज द
एवरीवेयर
मेन
एंड या दैट वॉज द मेन, तो वही सीन था कि स्वेट हो रहा
या
है एंड थ्री
एग्जैक्टली
और
हाँ
फोर आवर्स वी आर प्रैक्टिसिंग, वी आर बॉक्सिंग एंड रेसलिंग रोलिंग भी जुजुत्सु कर रहे हैं। सो आफ्टर दैट 10 days of doing this, I start like I saw the drop in my fungal infection and my bones were getting stronger because every day मैं steam like oil लगा के steam ले रहा हूँ, तो I was feeling I was so good, I was so like मैं चाहता हूँ कि अब जब
लाइट
हो या जब भी हो तो मैं
हेवनली एंड
जाना चाहता हूँ,
लाइट
वो करना चाहता हूँ कि आई वॉन्ट टू डू दैट
एग्जैक्टली
15-20 days, या फिर कोई शिविर जाऊं और वहां पे बैठे रहो, सात्विक खाना खाऊं, चिल मारू, कुछ नहीं चाहिए, नहीं चाहिए कुछ, दुनिया का रोना धोना।
ये होता है बट और ये डिजीज कंडीशन में भी करना चाहिए नॉन डिजीज कंडीशन में भी करना चाहिए जैसे यू नो अकॉर्डिंग टू सीजन हमारा दोषी कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंट बदलता है टॉक्सिन्स भी यू नो या तो सीजनल क्लेंजिंग या डिटॉक्सिफिकेशन ऑफ बॉडी इज अ पार्ट बट यू नो यू विल प्रिवेंट द डिजीजेस होने ही नहीं देना है यू नो एलिमिनेटिंग द टॉक्सिन्स सो दैट इज द मेन एम
कैन वन टेक आयुर्वेदिक मेडिसिन विद मॉडर्न मेडिसिन?
Yeah, definitely, yes. One can take them. Basically, abhi jo bhi patients aate, as I said you, they are on some of the other allopathic medications already. Okay. They are taking.
Okay.
So basically, we have to continue them for a while. Then we have to taper them off slowly and increase the dosage of Ayurveda medicine slowly. So yeah, we can take it together. Also, abhi cancer therapies mein bhi jo bhi side effects hai. कैंसर थेरेपीज जो पेशेंट्स लेते हैं
कीमोथेरेपी एंड ऑल
तो आयुर्वेदिक मेडिसिंस उसके साथ या आयुर्वेदिक मेडिसिंस आर पेयर्ड अप विद देम एंड देयर आर गुड रिजल्ट्स यू सी बिकॉज़ साइड इफेक्ट्स बहुत बहुत मतलब हार्डली एनी होते हैं फिर कम हो जाते हैं वी कैन से
सो आयुर्वेदा इट्स अ वी कैन नॉट हैव एनी साइड इफेक्ट्स यू कुड से दैट
नो आई वी का सी Basically, allopathy is what? It's about synthetic chemicals that they use.
Yeah,
and what is Ayurveda? It's about natural chemicals. What we derive from plants or other sources.
From nature.
Yeah. So basically, side effects nahi hai, aise nahi ho sakta. Yeah, it is side effects, aise nahi bol sakte usko. Just, you know, some of the things are to be given in some conditions and some not. So, वो सब देख के देखना पड़ता है यू नो कोई अपने ही मन से जस्ट मेडिकेशन किया जा रहा है तो यार डेफिनेटली इट माइट कॉज सम ऑफ द अदर नॉट साइड इफेक्ट बट इफेक्ट ऑफ दैट मेडिसिन व्हिच वुड बी अ बिट मोर एंड इट सीम्स लाइक अ साइड इफेक्ट सो वो सब यू हैव टू सॉर्ट इट आउट बट देन आई यार डेफिनेटली इन कंपेरिजन टू द एलोपैथिक मेडिसिन वी हैव वेरी लेस और नो साइड इफेक्ट दैट्स व्हाट आई कैन से
लाइक मूविंग फ्रॉम दिस सिंथेटिक ड्रग्स एंड ऑल बिकॉज They are human made, but Ayurveda strongly believes in nature, strongly believes in making things from the plants and ground, whatever, I don't know what are
minerals
the main,
right,
you mostly, they want to focus on that and they want to cure it from the earth, main perspective is that, right?
Exactly.
So would you suggest that weed narrative, which is happening in our India, like weed, ganja, Do you support it that should people eat like there is I don't know if you know this but weed ka oil aata hai like sativa oil aata hai jisse ki hum log rub karte hain to kafi numbness aata hai like we feel mellow down and people smoke weed so it is a plant
okay
and it has been legalized in US I don't know if you know this but अगर वुड यू सपोर्ट डू यू नो दिस फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल बिकॉज देन आई विल गो फॉरवर्ड विद इट
आई डोंट नो इन डेप्थ अबाउट दिस थिंग
ओके ओके
लाइक लीगलाइजेशन एंड आई एम नॉट दैट अवेयर अबाउट इट राइट नाउ
लाइक भांग आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट भांग ओके
या आई नो लुक दीज इन सम ऑफ द आयुर्वेदिक मेडिकेशंस
या
वी हैव दिस एज अ कंपोजिशन लाइक वेरी स्मॉल अमाउंट
ओके
या सो इफ इट इज If you require it as in a medicinal effect or for treating your disease, you know, if you require it, then I would definitely support it.
Okay.
But then, bande ko bas UV karna hai, so then of course no one would support.
High, yeah. So yeah, that.
But yeah, I think in India also we get license for it, and then
medicinal value.
Yeah, it has medicinal values. Yeah. Definitely, it has medicinal values. Every part of it has medicinal values, and it's used in different conditions also.
Right. Great.
Yeah.
As a Ayurvedic practitioner, do you find any limitations of Ayurveda? Or do you think ki yahan
limitations
ke aage ab tu doctor ke paas ja, like wo synthetic wala?
Yeah.
Nahi ho raha mere se.
Okay. So dekh, koi emergency, accidental issue hai wahan pe, to we have to, right? Or also, आयुर्वेदा का लिमिटेशन यही है कि इमरजेंसी मैनेजमेंट जो है आयुर्वेदिक ड्रग्स का वो नहीं है और ऐसा नहीं है कि ये कभी नहीं था इन एंशियंट टेक्स्ट इट इज देयर ओके प्रीवियसली पीपल हैव यूज्ड ऑल ऑफ दीज इवन इन इमरजेंसी कंडीशंस दे हैव यूज्ड आयुर्वेदा एंड द मेडिसिंस बट द थिंग इज दैट आफ्टर मुगल इन्वेजन इन इंडिया एंड यू नो ब्रिटिश रूल इन इंडिया दीज प्रैक्टिसेस एंड हाफ ऑफ आवर स्क्रिप्चर्स वर एज इट इज गॉन सो बेसिकली उसके बाद जो है ये सब कम हुआ राइट तो अभी फिलहाल फ्यू थाउजेंड हंड्रेड इयर्स से कुछ इट हैज अगेन स्टार्टेड फ्लरिशिंग एंड प्रोपगेटिंग सो द ओनली लिमिटेशन आई फील इज इमरजेंसी मैनेजमेंट ऑफ मेडिसिन जो है वो पार्ट तो वी आर लैकिंग इन इट बट देन अगेन अगर हम सक्सेसफुल ट्रायल्स लेते हैं यू नो अगर हम वी टेक ट्रायल्स, वी डू रिसर्च एंड वी ब्रिंग दिस ऑल्सो इन टू द मेन स्ट्रीम मेडिसिन अलॉन्ग विथ एलोपैथी, डेफिनेटली इट विल गिव मिराकुलस रिजल्ट्स.
Right.
You know, this needs to be done
Right.
by government, or you know, someone should take this
Whatever
initiative
body
and do
is responsible
it. So,
for it.
yeah.
Yeah, that's why we
and it will happen. Definitely it will happen.
Right.
Yeah. So and research in Ayurveda has also increased since a few years. So I definitely think that it's gonna be a bright future ahead.
Right.
We'll
do you
come
think
up with
that,
a lot of things.
This West invasion which we have in our culture. Like not with our parents.
Westernization.
Yeah. With ourselves. Like we love to go to MACD. Like we have been fed MACD from the first standard. We are going for a picnic. We have been giving that given the
aloo tikki.
Yeah. So that
burgers.
Is like
cool
डाल
दिया है
वो हम लोग के कि वो taste जो है ना वो खाने के साथ जो
exactly.
वो टिक्की का taste आता है उसको हम लोग वो है slave है. So
exactly.
Our parents, my mom always says that we should have sattvic food like normal raw, zyada fries mat khao, ye mat khao, chapati, bhaji,
daal
khawa, rice khawa, sagla ek sobat
sattvic je kai jevan hai apla te sagla khawa.
Aisa jo bhi hai.
Soup gya.
To
barobar.
But we don't like it. And most importantly, jo ye situation hum log coronavirus ka situation mein phase hain, that is non-veg. So, what's your take on non-veg? Do you eat or you totally deny it?
Yeah.
And what's your take? Then what would you suggest as a practitioner to others? Because ye hum logo pata hai ki ye pandemic.
Khane mein. Look, I used to eat non-veg.
Okay.
I'm not a big no-no to it, basically.
Okay.
Aur main kisi ko advice bhi nahi karti. It's upon them. But basically, jo non-vegetarian eaters hai, they should continue eating. There's nothing as such ki isse corona fail raha hai ya kuch aisa.
Right.
Aisa kuch concept
right.
hai nahi.
Right.
Okay. Aise WHO ne bhi usko, you know, they have made it clear, quite clear
right.
ki aise kuch ho nahi raha hai.
Right.
And basically, Ayurveda mein, bahut sare therapies ke liye, Mount Saras ka reference aya hai.
Okay.
You know,
what's that?
Vatic balance ke liye. Mount Saras.
Okay.
Mount is basically meat. Uska ras.
Oh,
Mount
okay.
Saras.
Okay.
Phir many, aha. Aur it has been used as a food. Then secondly, it has been used along with medicines to improvise its, you know, if, like give more effects in our body. The medicine should work properly for that also. And also, it has been used in certain drugs. So basically, aisa kuch nahi hai ki Ayurveda denies the use of non-veg or non-vegetarian
right.
food.
Right.
But in a proper manner, in a proper way, and jo bhi kuch, you know, confined meat khana hai, like, you know, kuch cheeze jo hum pehle se khate aaye hai. Don't overdo it, like abhi China mein ho raha hai. You cannot just eat any of the meat. Yeah. Usme bhi kuch limitations hai. Uske saath, if you eat, if you cook it in a proper way and eat it in a proper way, as we have been doing since time, so it's all good. There's no any issue in it.
Right.
But वो preserve करके खाना, उसको deep freeze करके खाना, जो अभी जो कुछ trend आया है, that is definitely not good.
Okay, so your deep freezing is not that good, great.
Yeah, that's not that great.
There's a vegan lifestyle which denies meat eating. Obviously, you know about vegans, that how strongly they deny eating meat. How do you see them? That vegan lifestyle, that nahi doodh bhi nahi piyenge, paneer bhi nahi khayenge, sab jhaad hi khayenge.
No, yaar. No, this is actually somewhere it's being too much, no?
Right?
Milk.
It's extreme.
Yeah, itna kuch nahi hai, paneer, milk. But what I feel is can you pardon the question?
Like I'm asking that there's a sect, there's, we can call them a sect, that there's a vegan people who like just deny that you're killing people, killing animals, you don't respect their emotions, like, but we have also learned in our school that even vegetables have feelings, motherfucker. What the fuck you're talking? Even you
they are living that. Organisms.
Yeah,
okay.
Just that we can't
but
understand
see, in this non-vegetarian food, what we call the tattva, that is tamasic food, you know, rajatama,
yeah, yeah. या
you know the,
तामसिक
that
आई
level
है।
of those. So basically it goes, it becomes tam, it is tam, it increases the rajas and the tamas properties in your body, you know, the anger and the other like negative side of yours,
negative
you know,
side.
it increases those negative things in your
इमोशंस
body. So
ओके
basically ना इमोशंस भी नहीं बोल सकते हैं, जो भी है
ओके
नेगेटिविटी
या आई एम
इंक्रीज होती
गेटिंग
है, द
या आई एम गेटिंग
एंगर, फियर एंड एवरी लिटिल
या
थिंग.
या या
सो इसीलिए मोस्टली यू नो देयर इज अ कॉन्सेप्ट कि नहीं खाना चाहिए भाई वेगन फील्स हो, ये
राइट
कॉन्सेप्ट की वजह से ही है. बट इफ
राइट
यू सी अदर वे इट्स
लाइक देर आर फ्यू डॉक्टर्स हु आर लाइक बालाजी तांबे, डू यू नो बालाजी तांबे, दैट संतुलन दे
या
हैव,
आई नो ऑफ
देन
कोर्स
दे
एवरीवन
या
नोस
ऑब्वियसली यू नो, देन दे हैव देयर
पतंजलि.
मेडिसिन पतंजलि एंड ऑल, एंड दे एवरीवन डिनाइज इट, नहीं खाने का भाई, नहीं खाने का। सो दैट्स व्हाई आई आस्क्ड यू कि
नो या आई नो यू नो यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट पतंजलि, बालाजी तांबे एंड
यस
दीज
यस
सो
संतुलन केंद्र एंड
फ्लरिश्ड
ऑल या
एंड फेमस या केंद्र वॉट एवर.
आयुर्वेदिक सेंटर्स इन
सो
इंडिया।
बेसिकली दीज आर, आई कॉल देम एज ब्रांड्स, यू नो दे प्रोपगेटेड एज अ ब्रांड. सो बेसिकली डेफिनेटली दे हैव प्लेड एन इम्पॉर्टेंट रोल इन प्रोपगेशन ऑफ आयुर्वेदा वर्ल्ड वाइड. ओके सो दे हैव क्रिएटेड अ पिक्चर ऑफ आयुर्वेदा यू एज एज इट इज विजिबल राइट नाउ. या सो बट देन द थिंग इज दैट दे हैव मेड इट अ बिजनेस ऑल्सो, लाइक दे सी थिंग्स इन अ मनी ओरिएंटेड वे. And we practitioners, we first consider disease and then the money. You know, like therapeutic part zyada important hai hamare liye. Bas but unke liye, you know, money making and business and brand ye zyada important ho jata hai. But then again, coming back, yeah, they have helped in propagation of Ayurveda. So and also ghar ghar tak, you know, Patanjali has taken Ayurveda in every house, you know. Now people have become very familiar with Ayurvedic
right
drugs, this
lifestyles
Chyawanprash, be it
yeah.
Yeah, be it.
Yeah, I love Chyawanprash.
So
it tastes so good.
So
maybe if you are doing good, it becomes about money after some point of time, right? Even in medicine.
Yeah, but look, money is at its place. No one is going to give anything for free. Okay.
Right.
But then whatever comes primarily, you know, you should first focus on that. No, well-being is the first thing. Oh, patient ka well-being hai. And then secondly, money. So, of course, he has to happily give once he's treated. That also comes.
Right.
Secondly.
So, there's this. First of all, I don't know anyone listening to this knows about Panchkarma. So, I just want you to explain what Panchkarma is. And that basti inami what these,
enema,
bro,
enema
enema sorry enema so what
inami
is what these words are.
Yeah, okay so pancha karma, basically if I explain you all the karmas it will take me too long.
Okay,
so
sure,
you know
jad basti
yeah,
ko samjhe.
Pancha karma is basically so pancha karma is the therapies that we do, like you know we have five karmas in it.
Okay.
So this is a way in which we detoxify. Panchakarma is the way of detoxification of your body.
Okay.
Yeah. It detoxifies all the toxins, like nowadays, as I already quoted, you know, pollution and then pesticides, chemicals, the way we are living our lifestyle
right.
and the way the stress levels and everything is at present. So basically, the you know, toxins pile up very easily in our body. So as to remove these toxins, we have to do this Panchakarma. It is not only for the diseased condition, it is also for maintenance of your health.
Right.
So it's both ways.
Right.
You know?
When I was doing this Panchkarma thing for around 10 days, so they gave me ghee, toop, to drink.
Toop.
Every,
yeah. Ghee, yeah, exactly.
Every day the dosage was
Snehan.
Somewhat different.
Increases by some amount. Yeah, exactly.
So how is it helping this ghee thing? Can you just explain?
See, basically,
that?
Ghee
this is my
thing.
Last question.
Okay. So, ghee thing, right?
Yeah.
Ghee. Basically, in Panchakarma, we give ghee. It's a part of Panchakarma therapy, okay?
Right.
Yeah. Any of the karmas you do, first of all, person has to take in ghee, okay?
Okay.
So, ghee. Why ghee, okay? So, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
If you have a vessel, okay? And if you grease it, oil it, and then you pour in water, it'll easily slip off from it.
Slipper.
Yeah. And you'll not see even a single drop of water left over there. Right. if it is greased, right? So if your body is greased, all the toxins, all the doshas, in while that panchakarma therapy, it easily slips off through your feces, through your other, like they are waste products. So they just slip off very easily.
Oh my God.
So basically, before panchakarma, doing this, having this ghee or whatever form of sneha we call, you know, oil, beet oil, beet ghee, or beet whatever form of thing we give. So it's very essential before panchakarma.
Right.
And ghee plays a very essential role, you know, since ages, like we, in Indian household, we have ghee, we put it in everything, a bit of ghee. So basically, because it detoxifies our system and it's known since ages. But nowadays, the fad has come up that, oh, if you eat ghee, being fat and not being that slim, and then it will do cholesterol levels will increase this and that. That has come up. But yes, exactly. But then what researchers have seen in Ayurveda that after having ghee and this panchakarma, the overall thing, your cholesterol levels decrease, your fat levels decrease, and you lose weight. You don't gain weight after this.
Okay.
You actually lose weight.
Right.
So definitely there is this science of, you know, detoxification of your body and removing of what elements are not needed.
Yeah. Right. So these are the myths.
So at this,
Right.
Yeah. So these things explain, there is a scientific base for everything that is given in Vedas. But the way we see it, the way we explore it has to be, you know, changed. And
as you said, it's again, different language. We need to understand it properly.
We need to understand Sanskrit first.
Right. So, like, we are done with this Ayurvedic thing. But how do you see that? How do you see this Ayurvedic thing changing? Have you seen in past 5 years while studying that people are getting more into it? Obviously, you said that people are getting more into it and everything has helped it. Like these brands have helped it to grow. And
yeah, exactly.
But how to bring on more people on our side? How would you suggest ki aur log lane? Like the first thing, if I cough or if I have fever, they would go to a normal doctor. Then mentality se hata ke precaution and cure. Ayurveda is all about that. Ki aram se pehle se dhyan rakhna tera.
Ki ye exactly. Sab pochega hi nahi. Prevention is better than cure. Barabar. Right.
To unko pehle se kaise hum log leke aaye? What do you have anything you could say about that?
Look, so basically for this thing, you know, what is to be done is it should be promoted in that manner in India, you know. Like abhi basic kaise hota hai, you know, one patient gets treated and he mouth to mouth public, yeah, mujhe bahut acha laga ye doctor ke paas and this, that, I got cured from this very big disease of mine and he's God and this and that, and then, you know, it slowly increases. But then at first place, no person would just come to an Ayurvedic doctor ki yeah ye sab hai.
Right.
So basically a mentality change karna bahut difficult hai, because, you know, our mentality is so rigid.
It's really very difficult to change it,
you know.
Mentality.
And in India, it is a big problem. Yeah, some people definitely, you know, they accept it. And their priority is always Ayurveda. We have such patients also. But then in majority of people, we don't see that.
That's why there's a dip.
So the way which people see it, we have to promote it, you know. And the higher authorities in India, like the government of India, and yes, definitely Ayush is there to propagate it. So they need to come up with a ways, in which it will reach all, every person, be it middle class, be it in slums, be it everywhere. It should reach everywhere. Basically, because, you know, costing also comes into picture. Panchakarma karna hai, ye karna hai, karna
hai. Yeah, it is costly. I know
that. It is costly because uska medicines bhi utna costly hai. Yeah. No, and the therapies take kind of, they charge. But then again, yehi sab cheeze we have to take into consideration and we have to come up with a module in India, you know, where things reach
them
in simplified manner in every house and people accept it. And once people accept it and they really understand, you know, they get the benefits of it, then definitely they would come up more to Ayurveda than any other thing. And I think today's time is, you know, about integration also.
Okay.
We have all the pathies, right? Allopathy, Ayurveda, homeopathy. Yeah, so they have everything to give, something to give. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So we have all something that is in common is pathy, the sympathy towards
Right.
our patient, towards
Okay.
the disease.
Oh.
Okay. So
Sympathy.
basically, we have something to give, and if we have this collaborative way, we integrate things and we bring up a better module for every disease. You know,
Right.
ye disease mein, this works good, this plays major import. Tu ye role sambhal, tu ye role sambhal. So, we can easily cure the disease. So
Right.
this integration is what is required in today's time. It's not about competition, or it's not about how Ayurveda is great or how allopathy and homeopathy are great. No, it's about how we can create greatness, or how we can deal with this, a
With
present
together,
situation,
yeah.
present scenario, how we can deal
Right.
with it together.
Right.
Exactly.
That
Now
that's a
you might
great
have heard
message.
about this Gujarat Gujarat government college in Gujarat. They are two. I think there were 219 COVID positive patients, and
Okay.
out of them, 213 patients got COVID negative in just 7 days with only Ayurvedic medications.
Oh my God.
And no
Patients
news
that
channel
have
will
a,
make it a
yeah.
news, because they don't
Yeah.
give that much of importance only.
That's hard to
You
believe now.
just 2 day that two
Okay.
days back
Okay.
news has flashed. But it
Right.
wasn't in all the channels, and no one
Yeah,
chose it
it's
because
like
it's
that's what
indigenous.
I'm telling. Yeah, the
ये
marketing is not
इंडिजिनस
that
है भाई,
good.
आयुर्वेदा है ये, कोई
Yeah,
नहीं बोलेगा इसके बारे
right.
में, ऐसा है.
Like we have to brand it. We have to sell it.
या
We
वी
have to
हैव टू ब्रांड
market
इट,
it.
एग्जैक्टली.
So
और
we
अभी
have to talk about it like this. More
सो
we
मोदी
have
जी
to. Yeah.
राइटली सेड, स्वदेशी थिंग्स यू
Yeah.
हैव टू एक्सेप्ट देम
Yeah.
एंड यू हैव टू प्रोपोगेट देम मोर, सो दैट वी बिकम सेल्फ डिपेंडेंट
Right.
इंडिया.
Right.
All
Okay.
good, yeah.
So I was asking you that, do you remember any fun, interesting stories from DAV that you want to share? Or you want to ask me anything
There
the
are
last
so
5-10
many,
minutes we
there are
have?
so many. There are so many. Let me tell you this. You remember this traffic awareness week scene, like you, me, Apurva and Gumparthi, we four were making a chart related to this traffic awareness week. You
Okay.
remember that scene?
No, I don't.
You remember
Just
anything about it? Okay,
tell me.
so we had an hour with us,
Yeah.
1 hour to complete the thing.
Yeah.
We brought all charts and everything, and we sat, and we were deciding about like क्या करेंगे भाई, अभी अवेयरनेस करना है ट्रैफिक के बारे में, क्या टॉपिक लेना है वगैरह. एंड देन होल 1 आवर यू वर लाइक जस्ट वन थिंग यू वर स्पीकिंग आउट, दैट वाज पप्पू पास हो गया लिख देते हैं, ये बस है ट्रैफिक अवेयरनेस के लिए. और इस एक चीज से
सीरियसली
पूरा 1 घंटा निकाला है, और लिटरली हमने वो नीचे लिखा था चार्ट के, पप्पू पास हो गया. अपूर्वा
लाइक आई वोंट गिव अप ऑन माय ड्रीम्स आई थिंक
मैं भी रिमेम्बरिंग
ओ माय गॉड आई वुड हैव डन
तो
इट लाइक आई वाज दैट किड
यार
लाइक
सीरियसली
मेरे दोस्त भी वैसे ही शांतनु एंड ऑल तो इतने मस्तीखोर बच्चे थे कि लाइक हर चीज
सीरियसली
कुछ ठीक से करना है ही नहीं लाइक नहीं सोच के आते स्कूल आज तो लेट जाऊंगा आज तो ध्यान नहीं दूंगा
रीजन से पहले डब्बा तू गुल. हाँ लेट तो
हाँ
तू होता ही था, तू हमेशा
राइट
ऑलमोस्ट नीचे ही होता था, प्रेयर सीन तेरा आधा नीचे ही होता था, फिर तू ऊपर
देख
आता
अपने को याद है
था.
10th में मैम थी श्री श्रीदेवी मैम थी श्री कुछ तो था ना वो 10th
देवी
में
मैम मैथ्स के
मैथ्स
लिए
मैथ्स
श्रीदेवी
वो
नहीं
अपनी
थी, क्लास
क्लास टीचर थी वो
टीचर
तो
एनसी
उनका
वाली.
एक
हाँ
फकौल तरीका था ना कि राइट में लिखने का फिर लेफ्ट में भी वही पेज छोड़ देने का एंड घर जाके लिखने
पेज
का
छोड़ देने का
क्या
फिर भी.
वो
हाँ
मेरे को
बात
इतना
तो है
फालतूगिरी लगता था ना वो कि तू क्या है रे फालतू का काम बढ़ा रही घर जाके
सीरियसली, 10th में वो भी है, 10th
10th में
में वो
और वो भी मैथ साला वो
भी
फॉर्मूला
मैथ
उन्होंने लिखा वो
सीरियसली
क्या रट रहे बच्चे ये नहीं नहीं मेरे को
रट रहे हैं
बिल्कुल
मैम.
अच्छा नहीं लगता था वो
हैड टू आस्क यू
ओके
समथिंग. सो बेसिकली वी आर पॉडकास्ट कर रहे हैं एंड ऑल ऑफ दिस वीडियोस, ब्लॉगिंग एंड एवरीथिंग. सो इसके साथ तू यूपीएससी प्रिपेयर कर रहा है,
या
हाउ डू यू मैनेज इट? लाइक अभी मेरा भी एक एग्जाम है, बट ये लॉकडाउन की वजह से आई एम नॉट एबल टू मेक इट टू द
राइट
पॉइंट. एंड यू आर भाई वीडियोस बना रहे हैं, भाई व्लॉग्स कर रहे हैं एवरी
राइट
डे, एंड हाउ इज इट
या
पॉसिबल?
इवन इवन एवरी सो मेनी पीपल आस्क मी दिस दैट एंड दिस इज हाउ आई एम मैनेजिंग एंड आई टेल यू दैट In the first year after engineering, I did not do anything. I just started a YouTube channel and I was uploading. I uploaded 3 videos. After that, I shut it down for a year. I didn't upload anything.
Okay.
I just studied from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day and didn't upload.
Okay.
I was underground, no Instagram, nothing. You won't see any post from me for 1 year. I studied everything. I did
okay.
all the things I need to do right. I left Mumbai. I settled in Pune for 2 years. I just
okay.
class laga hai, UPSC ka, because obviously
you
know.
For 2 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been there.
Great.
So, aur main wahi rehta hu. I've just came here to live with my parents because of this coronavirus, because I would die there. So, so that's why I came back. And in those two, in first year, I studied. I didn't pass in prelims. And I have done everything what I could do. And I thought that this is one life I have. I'm not going to waste it just by doing these things. I have completed it. I have done everything. But very fortunately, there was this exam which I didn't study anything. This was the civil engineering ka exam. I studied IAS, Indian Administrative ka exam ke liye, economics, political science, history, ancient history, medieval, international relations, civics, sociology, and all everything. I studied it, but I passed in civil engineering ka prelims, and I was eligible to give mains because obviously it has also contributed in general studies. I got good marks in that exam. So 1 year I did that, and in that process I stumbled upon stand up. And abhi tak mere paas maine 6 mahine pehle ek ek video dalna shuru kar diya tha YouTube pe. I started managing myself ki let's do month ka one video, let's study and do month ka one video, because we can't leave this, because I love it and I want to give out my frustration, that just nikal wahan ja ke gussa nikal. Because aur koi medium nahi hai, aur I'm getting frustrated with my life and I would kill myself if agar kuch aur nahi hai na bhai, mar jayega main, dimag hat raha hai, ye itna nahi pad sakte. So I started it, then grow hote gaya thoda thoda, and down the lane in 6 months I stumbled upon stand up. And as you said ki Ayurveda ke liye we need people to people baat karna padta hai, so that's why I had to go for my marketing to do stand up. So I would tell people that I do YouTube, I do podcast, and I want to make connections with them so that they know me, I know them, I would get more work.
Right.
I have to learn this art because stand-up is not that easy. And it was a different platform, different experience. I wasn't funny. Aise ja ke koi funny to hota hai nahi. To wahan ja ke mere ko pata chala ki I'm not funny. What I think is funny, it's not funny. And then I used to study whole day. And then 8 or 9 p.m. I used to go to these open mics. After whole day of studying, I would go perform there. I make my set strong. And I would get few shows if anyone is generous enough to approach me. Because obviously, वैसे ही मिलेगा तेरे को show. Because when you are getting good, अगर तेरे को दिखेगा progress, तो लोग लेगा तेरे को. नहीं तो कौन तेरे को रखने वाला है. Then वो उससे grow होते गया. Then after that, I slacked. Because I failed in mains terribly.
Okay.
So after that, I thought that there is going to be, I just have to do what I do and just go forward with it. Start putting out content, whatever you have with yourself, just edit and put out content. So main aaj hi video banata hu aur aaj hi dal
deta hu. I've seen this because you don't think about how people will judge you in that context.
If you
whatever you're
think
you
that,
just do it.
If you think
that is the best part, you know?
If you think that your level produce anything, that's
exactly.
The thing. It's just that you have to do, if you think you want to do it, just do it. Don't ask others. That should I do it? Should I not do it? Ye kapda pehnu, ye kapda nahi. Pooch mat, pehen ke ja. Right? So that's how it's going on. And I need to study more because ye kuch zyada hi kar raha hu abhi aur wo dikh bhi raha hai. But there's hard work in this. I have to learn this also. So that's why.
You can of course balance. If you love something,
yeah,
you can balance
it. It's like I said, it's one life. You have to balance it. मेरे को और एक चांस नहीं दे रहा है कोई. सो सागरवीर को एक ही लाइफ मिला है, यही मैं करेगा. तो दैट्स वाई.
एग्जैक्टली.